James chapter 4, verse 13, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and vanisheth away. For that we ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for us allowing us to read the scriptures, and Lord, for all of the different things we've already experienced in the service tonight. You're awful good to us, Lord. Thank you for the good people here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And Lord, the fun that we've had and the good time. And Lord, I appreciate their generosity and kindness. And Lord, we do pray, dear God, as we study these scriptures, that we'll leave, Lord, with a firm grip on some things that are just the facts of life. And may we be very cautious and careful not to be presumptuous, Lord, in this life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. The first three words that we read in verse number 13, if I was going to title the sermon tonight, I would title it, Go to Now. Go to Now. We're going to study down through these verses, and then I will go back at the end of the message to these three words, so we won't tackle them first, we'll tackle them last. Now let me read against these scriptures, and I want you to think carefully as we read them once again. Go to now, ye that say. And so it's not just an instruction to go to now just for anyone, but for a specific type of person that would say a specific thing or would have a specific attitude. Today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. The admonition to go to now is delivered to a specific person or type of person. It is delivered to someone who would say a certain thing. Go to now, ye that say. Well, let's examine what they would say. First of all, it's not just what they said in verse number 13. Let's jump down to verse number 15 and consider the attitude behind what they said. Verse number 15, it says, for that ye ought to say, I'm sorry, verse number 16, but now ye rejoice in your boastings, all such rejoicing is evil. So this is not directed, this portion of scripture, just to a person who has made some plans for the future. This portion of scripture is not a warning against making future plans. This portion of scripture is a warning about being presumptuous concerning what you will do and what you won't do, as if God has no say in it. Okay? And so, go to now is the instruction that's given to a certain person that says certain things. Let's see what it is. Today or tomorrow, we will, notice that, we will go into such a city. We will go. Folks, let me say that this type of a person is presumptuously planning where they are going to go. Not only that, but presumptuously planning what they're going to do once they go where they're going to go. So we see they say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year. Presumptuously planning on success that they may or may not experience. Goes on to say, we're going to continue there a year, and you know what we're going to do there? We're going to buy, we're going to sell, and we're going to get gain. Now, if you'll have your ears open and you'll listen to how the world talks, this is exactly how the world talks. There's no consideration of God. There's no consideration of God's will, God's timing, God's planning. Most Americans get up every day and declare what they're going to do that day. They don't pray about it. There's not a humility about it. There's a boasting about it. I'm going to do this. And you know what? This is the way it's going to turn out. And I'm going to do this in the next few months, and this towards the end of the year, and we're going to do this next year, and we're going to go this place next year. And God listens and says, oh yeah? Okay. Maybe you will. And maybe you won't. And so I think that the entire message is focused on the idea and the warning to us as Christians not to be presumptuous upon our future. Not to be presumptuous in our planning. To always understand that the will of God takes precedence over everything. Now, like I said, I want to share this with you. It is not a wrong thing. Matter of fact, I could go into the book of Proverbs and show you that there are some Bible verses, some wisdom verses that encourage us to look down the road and to plan some things. But a Christian who is not presumptuous never makes a plan without saying, God, not my will, but thine be done. And so, yes, Lord, I feel like having prayed about it, that this is what you want us to do. But Lord, we also understand, and we bow to your will, and we understand it may not be your will. And dear God, anything that you need to or want to change in my life, everything that we plan, dear God, we give you veto power in it. We bow to your goodness and grace. And we do not presume to do anything. Young people, listen to me. If I had a dollar for all of the different young people over all the different years that I've seen go through here that get to a certain age and all of a sudden start telling me what they're going to do, and I'm going to tell you something. God says, watch this. God says that boasting, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. When I'm 18, I'm going to do this. And when I'm 20, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to go do this. And I'm going to do this. And the Bible says that that attitude is evil. It's evil. You know what I am prone to tell then? You've heard me say it from the pulpit many times. You may or you may not. But let me say this. You won't take the next breath if God doesn't let you. And neither will I. Our life is in his hands. We can make all of the grand plans, and let me say this, when I hear that foolish, carnal boasting from a lot of times coming from youthful ignorance, I just look at the person, but you see, I don't just see their face. I see the face of a young person that stood there 5 years ago and said the same thing, and you know what? They were going to do this and they were going to do that, and I think about what God has allowed them to do and has not allowed them to do, and you know what? Very few times do they stand and boast, and what they say they're going to do ever works out. The greatest thing that you young ladies and young men can do is this. Don't start planning a future separate of God. You give God control of everything. You give God veto power in everything. It's not wrong to make plans. And even if you're unsure about the perfect will of God, I still like a young person that says to me when I ask him, hey, what are you going to do when you graduate? Preacher, you know what? What I kind of think I'm going to do is this. But you know what, preacher? Whatever the Lord would tell me to do, I would change that in a heartbeat. I don't think it's wrong to have a vision. I don't think it's wrong to have a plan. I don't think it's wrong to have some goals. I think it's wrong when we begin to boast about what we're going to do as if God does not exist. Because ultimately, you know what? It's God who decides what we can do and what we can't do. We entered 2011, and let me just say this, folks. The beginning of the year, not a one of us knew many of the things we would face this year. Some of you have woken up in the morning, and you know what? You had plans for the day. And one phone call completely changed all of those plans. And so is it wrong? Is making plans, is being a little foresighted, is that being condemned here? No. It is the spirit. It is the boastings. It is the rejoicing in the boastings. It's the defiance. I will do this. As if to say, God, I dare you to stop me. And so that's what is being warned against here. Here we have people who are presumptuously planning where they're going to do, presumptuously planning what they're going to do, where they're going to go, and presumptuously planning on the success they may or may not experience. Again, I can't tell you how many times somebody's laid out for me a 5 or 10 year plan about how they have it all figured out, and boy, are they going to be successful. But the problem is, folks, time goes on and the clock revolves, and many times we're there 5 years or 10 years later to see them have to be humbled into saying, you know what, I said I would, but God said, no, you won't. Now, guard against this. Church, guard against this. There's a little phrase that everybody here ought to learn, a little two-word phrase that ought to be tacked onto the end of a lot of our sentences and a lot of our statements, and here it is. Lord willing. Do you hear that from your preacher? Do you hear that from Christians around here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church? Somebody will say, you know, I mean, folks, me and my wife planning on going on vacation. Lord willing. We understand our plans could change in a heartbeat. Lord willing, we're going to get away for a little vacation. But who knows? Lord willing, I'm going to get up and do what I've got planned on my schedule to do tomorrow. But you know what? I may not get up. You don't know what's going to happen. And I want you to keep these things in mind. I'm not trying to depress you. We are all depressed enough. I still don't get the whole, why is her turning 50 such a happy occasion? I kind of wrap my mind around this. Apparently, men, only our life is a vapor. All of the ladies' lives are a flower-filled marathon of joy and happiness. But ours is a very short, dark, depressing vapor. And that's just, there's something wrong about that. I'm gonna have to go home and meditate on this a little bit. I'm not getting my mind all the way around this yet. But now this is not a warning against making future plans. This is a warning against being presumptuous. Now, folks, when it comes to the future and when it comes to your life and when it comes to the days and the years ahead, you need to be very humble in what you say about it. I need to be very humble in what I say about it. We need to be very careful that we don't presume upon the Lord. Now, why should we guard against being presumptuous? Well, the scriptures go on and explain why. Whereas, verse 14, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. The reason we should guard, one of the reasons we should guard against being presumptuous is because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. Have no idea. No idea. We, as I mentioned a second ago, in this calendar year, we've had people that thought they had a week planned. And you know what? God unplanned that week for them. There's some of you that are sitting here, and you know what? A year ago, you thought your entire life circumstance would be different than it is right now. But you know what? God just decided to change some things. And you know what? To God be the glory. Great things He hath done. Whether we look at it as good or bad, the Bible says all things work together for good to them that love God. And so we need to be careful. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. So we ought to guard against being presumptuous. We need to guard against being presumptuous because our life is a vapor. Not only do we not know what tomorrow will bring, we don't know if we'll have a tomorrow. Now, these are the facts of life. Oh, preacher, yeah, I think the senior saints ought to be concerned about that. Well, folks, why don't you read the obits? It's not just senior saints that they're planning funerals for. Okay? And young people, what you ought to do is to be very careful about being presumptuous. A lot of times with youth, there's not a grip, there's not a grasp on the vapor of life, the quickness of it. You waste a lot of time and you waste a lot of days simply because you feel like you've got life to burn. But you know what? You don't know. You don't know. It may be the will of God that you're here just for a certain amount of time. And you know what? You ought to be diligent and careful with that time. So we should guard against being presumptuous because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. We don't know if we'll have a tomorrow. Our life is a vapor. And folks, even if God gives us our regular lifespan, what you'll find out very quickly, young couples, is this. You're going to blink once, you're going to blink twice, and then babies are going to be teenagers, and then they're going to be married. And it is going to go quickly. I was thinking when me and my wife were pastoring in Brazil, We were blessed, and I really mean this, Brother Estelle and Sister Anna were a blessing to us. They attended our church during the time while we were there. And Brother Estelle was going through the time of life that I'm going through now then. We had little baby girls, and he had a couple of girls that he was saying goodbye to and watch going off into college and watch going into life. And one of the things that he impressed upon me in our private conversations was, Pastor, life is quick. Those children will grow up quick. Pastor, life is quick. Life's a vapor. And he helped me. I would go home and I would look at our girls and I would say, you know what? I think what I need to do is enjoy today. I think what I need to do is go to now. Maybe I need to stop spending so much time about on my 2-year plan, 5-year plan, 10-year plan for myself and my ministry, and maybe I ought to just go to now. Maybe I better focus on what I know God has given me right now to do. Maybe I better not miss an opportunity that He's given me right now to do. Maybe I ought to spend less time worrying about what I will or won't accomplish down the road, and maybe I just ought to see what God's put in my hand right now. So we got to guard against being presumptuous. We do not know what tomorrow will bring. We don't know if we'll have it tomorrow. Our life is a vapor. It will happen very quickly. I promise you it'll happen quickly. You look back at the decades, say, Preacher, which decade went the quickest? You're getting ready to start your fifth decade. I'll be honest with you, folks. The more I look back, it seems like all of them went quick. I was thinking about our 20s. Our 20s, I don't know what happened. Busy type of life, finishing up Bible college, getting married, starting a family, and how quickly those years went. And then our 30s, again, you get into the busyness of life, children are starting to grow, new ventures, new activities, changes in life. And what happened? I was celebrating my 30th, and I was celebrating my 40th, and it's like that 10-year was a bit of a blur. What about the 40s? They've gone slower because there's claw marks all the way through them as I'm being dragged. But I will say this. I listen to those who are older than me, and you know what they say? Preacher, doesn't change. If anything, it picks up speed. 50s will go quickly, and the 60s will go quickly. And so don't be presumptuous. Life is a vapor. It'll happen very quickly. Why should we guard against being presumptuous? Number 3, the Lord's will should always trump our will. That's why we should guard. That, I think, is the main message tonight. When we begin to say, we will, maybe that's the two words you ought to circle in verse number 13. That's what we ought to be careful about doing. Have you ever heard somebody say this? If you want to make God laugh, say, I'll never do this or I'll never do that. I remember as a teenage boy, my dad asked me one time, he said, somebody asked me a question today, and I said, yeah. And he said, he asked me, which one of you boys is going to be a preacher? I said, I don't know, but I can tell you which one won't, me. And God just in heaven started laughing like, I heard that. I heard that. Be careful. Be careful. I won't or I will get you in trouble. Because you don't know what you... You know, I remember being in a Christian school and say, I can't wait to get out of school. When I get out of school, I'm never going to be back in school in my life. So I went off to Bible college. That's where most of my 20s went, right there in Bible college. I mean, they've got several rooms named after me up there at Bible college, my tuition paid for. And then I thought, once I graduate, I'll tell you what, I'm done with school, I'm done with the classroom, I'm never... So in 1994, I come to work for my dad, and he said, the first thing I need you to do is go down to the Christian school. And I'm walking around in back in school. I'm thinking, God, I thought I said, and he just laughs and says, yeah, I know. And so many times we think that we'll do something, and maybe it's not in the plan of God for us to do it. Look up here, young people, look up here. I remember walking around as a teenager saying, I'm going to go into law enforcement. And you know what? I will tell you this. There's nothing wrong with that chosen profession. We need Christians in that chosen profession. If that had been the will of God, it probably would have been fine. But you know what? I wasn't declaring the will of God. I was rejoicing in my boasting. about what I was going to be and what I was going to do. And I think you ought to be very careful. Be careful announcing, I will do this. Well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm laughing a little bit because people's faces are coming up in front of my mind. I mean, what's so funny is listening to these boys around here declare what they're going to do. But the problem is every 3 months it changes. For some of them, every 3 days it changes. They're walking around boasting about, I'm going to be this, and I'm going to do this. And then a week later, it's something totally different. Now, the thing about it is, you know what? Here's the phrase. This is the purpose of the Bible study tonight. You better learn this little phrase of humility. This phrase that acknowledges that God and His will is to be supreme. And that's this, Lord willing. If the Lord will. If the Lord will. And so we need to guard against being presumptuous. Now, I want you to look down at verse number 16. To be boastfully presumptuous, watch this. You talk about a Bible principle here. To be boastfully presumptuous is evil. It's evil. Now, let me educate you on that. Because, well, we need to let that sink in. We read the Bible way too fast. But now, ye rejoice in your boastings. All, not some, all such rejoicing is evil. Now, most of you know this, but let me remind you of something. There's sin and then there's evil. There's sin and then there's evil. And there is a difference. If you don't think there's a difference, you need to study the book of Proverbs. I think that it is a sin to do a lot of things. But you know what? A sin, for the most part, if you'll study that, just has a negative effect on you. But you know what? There are some things that you do that that not only hurts you, but Satan uses it to hurt a whole lot of other people. And that is when it becomes evil. Okay? Now, if you begin to be prideful in your boasting, you're not only committing a sin, you're committing an evil. Because that type of an attitude tends to spread. You young men, you young ladies, well, by the way, pray for our seniors. I've already started. Michael, I look him back at him at the back row. He's so depressed. He doesn't really want to graduate. He wants to stay forever at Blessed Hope Christian School. Yeah, look at that. He's excited. We have our seniors. We've got a good group of seniors this year. Just a really, really good quality group of young people. I've already started the process of praying for them. Be careful in your senior year about being presumptuous. Boastfully presumptuous. Be careful, juniors, and being boastfully presumptuous. There ought to be a humility. And by the way, the closer you get to real life, the more you're going to need that humility. Because you don't know. You don't know what the future holds. You don't know what's ahead. You don't know what God has for you. I think God sometimes about high school age gives you just enough light and just enough of an indication so that you head in a good direction. But let me say this. If you show back up here 25 years after you graduate, most of you will be doing things that you could not have imagined and in a place in life that you couldn't have guessed. Because you know what? God constantly leads us. Brother Jesus leads us all the way. He'll constantly lead us. And what we think sometimes we're going to do, God has a completely different plan. Let me share this with you. I hope you'll get this. You ought to be glad God just gives us enough light on the path to be able to take the next few steps. Thy word is a lamp unto my... Doesn't say that the word of God is high octane headlights or a spotlight or an intense megawatt beam. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my... And that means that I have enough light to say, okay, God, I can see the next step. And boy, that's a great way to live your life. It's no bad thing to have some long-term goals, but you know what? You follow the path that the light falls on and shows you where the next step is. And if you do that every day of your life, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay down the road. Now, You say, preacher, it's wrong to be presumptuous. We should guard against being presumptuous. How can we avoid being presumptuous? Let me just give you some things, boom, 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 and then we'll go to the house. Number one, go to now. I told you we're going to come full circle, so now let's go back to where we started. Go to now. How do you avoid being presumptuous? You live the day that you have been given by God. Live today. Live today. Go to now. Sometimes we get ahead, so far ahead that we're ahead of God. Sometimes we need to spend less time dreaming and more time doing. Go to now. Live the day God has given you. Number two, make future plans with understanding, with the understanding that they will only come to pass if the Lord will. Make future plans with the understanding that they will only come to pass if the Lord will. Number three, how do you avoid being presumptuous? Number three, use your vapor, your little time, to find the will of God and do it. That is the most important thing that you can do with your life. God is doing a work of grace in the hearts of many of our young people right now. Church, be excited about that. Be encouraged about that. They may not be telling them everything that is on the path, but God's shown them enough of the path that they have an opportunity to get on the path. And thank God some of our young people are saying, God, I want on the right path. I just want to get on the right path. What are these decisions, preacher, where some of our young people come up and say, I'm not sure what God even wants me to do, but I just want to surrender to doing whatever the Lord would have me to do. What is that? That is a surrendering, watch this, of a presumptuous attitude. I'm going to take it a step farther. Look up here, young people. That should not be a strange decision for a Christian young person to make. Matter of fact, my Bible says that that's not even something that ought to be applauded or lauded or held up as something unusual. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says, that is your reasonable service. Now, your church rejoices when you make that decision, but can I say this? If you're very old at all and you haven't made that decision, shame on you. Shame on you for your presumptuous, boastful attitude. What do you mean you haven't surrendered to the will of God for your life? What you're saying is, my tomorrow is mine. It's not God's. He needs to stay out of it. Well, I wouldn't say that, preacher. You may not say it, but that's what you're saying. You may not say it with your lips, but that's what you're saying with your attitude and your life. The idea of a young person coming up and saying, I want to surrender the will of God. I want to let God know that I'll do whatever He has for me in my life. My goodness sakes, that ought not to happen 20 years after a person gets saved or 10 years. How about the day after you get saved? How about the day you get saved? Just go ahead and make that decision. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. You know what? You're His. It's not your life. Okay? The greatest thing that you can do is use your vapor, your little time, to find the will of God and to do it. Number four, never boastfully rejoice about what you will do or what you will not do, because more times than not, you're going to regret it. Never boastfully rejoice about what you will do or what you will not do, because more times than not, you're going to regret it. And again, I've lived a long time. Folks, I'm not impressed with the babblings of arrogancy of carnal, backslidden young people. Not impressed a bit. Young people, don't be impressed. The end of that road usually doesn't happen in 6 months or a year or 2 years or 3 years. But there is an end of that road. And so just decide that you're going to do the will of God. Number five, and this is the last verse, verse 17. Don't pass up a chance to do good using the excuse, I'll do it later. Don't pass up a chance to do it good today using the excuse, I'll do it later. How do we avoid being presumptuous? Go to now, live the day you've been given, make future plans with understanding, the understanding that they will only come to pass if the Lord will. Use your vapor, your little time to find the will of God and do it. Never boastfully rejoice about what you will do or what you won't do. And look at verse 17. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is what? Don't pass up the chance to do good using the excuse, I can do it later. Now, tomorrow, if God gives us a tomorrow. You know, the trumpet could sound and there could be no tomorrow for any of us. Oh, there'll be a tomorrow and it'll be an everlasting tomorrow. But if God is gracious and good and we all get home okay and we go to bed and the sun rises and we get up and God gifts us that day, treat it very sacredly, treat it very preciously, because that is the now that you have been instructed to go to. And you know what? God is going to give you opportunities every day in your life to do something good. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. The conclusion, the therefore that comes at the end of this portion of Scripture is this: therefore, to him that knoweth to do good. Now, folks, we just talked down through this. You know now what the Bible says. You know how to live. You know what to do. If you choose not to do it, it will be counted in your life, in the eyes of God, as a sin. Somebody's going to cross your path. There's going to be an opportunity. The Holy Spirit's going to whisper something in your ear. And if we're not careful, we're so concerned about our to-do list or our future plans, or our mind is so preoccupied with a future that we may or may not even have an opportunity to enjoy, that we miss what is right in front of us every single day of our lives. I'm going to wrap it up. Look up here. Daddies, listen to me. You daddies that still got these precious little children around here, mamas, are you listening to me? Go to now. You go to now. Okay? You still got your wives, husband? Husbands, you still got your wife? God's still giving you a wife. You have her. Then you go to now. You go to now. It'd be a terrible thing one of these days to have to go to the funeral of a spouse and to think back of a life that was lived fretting away day after day after day, not appreciating the great gift that God's given you. The great gift. Wives, are you listening to me? Go to now. Go to now. Grandmas, grandpas, go to now. Enjoy it. Enjoy every day of it. Enjoy every day of it. Don't grumble about a task. Thank God that you have the strength to do the task. There'll be a day when you wish you could get up and do that task, and you can't do that task. Are you hearing me out? Life is going to become this quickly fleeting vapor. It's going to appear, and it's going to be gone. And time moves on, and it's relentless. You know what? God is good. But we've gotten today. We've gotten today. You've been in church all day. Think about this. You've been in church all day. I'm thinking. Are you thinking? Is there anything God brought to your attention today? And if you're not careful, the sun's going to set. And you're going to fail to do what God already showed you you needed to do today. You didn't notice that on accident. You weren't made privy to that information by accident. You didn't see that need by accident. You didn't meet that person by accident. Are you thinking back through a week? Think about the week. All right, the past 6 days, how quickly they went. Poof, they're gone. There they go. Is the Holy Spirit right now saying, you remember Tuesday? You had a go to the now opportunity, but you were in a rush. You were in a hurry. You had a go to the now phone call, but you needed to do the next thing that you deemed was more important than what God presented for you to do. Okay. Let's take some time this week in quiet contemplation of these verses, and let's make a difference with what life God has given us to use right now. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the Scriptures and for this admonitions. Help us to stay away from the evil mentality, the boastful rejoicings. Dear God, help us to live our life very humbly, understanding that every single day, Lord, every hour of every day is a gift from the hand of Almighty God, a gracious God. Lord, thank you for the life that you've given us. And Lord, every day comes with opportunities. May we be very sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. May we be aware of the opportunities to use words, dear God, to encourage and to help to use resources perhaps that you've provided to help somebody in need, to use some of our time, Lord, maybe the greatest gift a person can give another person. Because when a person gives time, they give their life. A little of our time here to be a blessing to an individual that just needs a little time. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to seek those opportunities. May we always have a giver's mentality and not a taker's mentality. May we not spend each day looking around, trying to decide what people need to be doing for us. May we look around and see each day as an opportunity to live for someone else. Use the message, dear God. We pray in Jesus' name.